Mike.
Steven.
Stanley Cup Final, Game 4.
Sure is.
And I think we originally were thinking we'd be talking about a pretty controversy-free game. We're going to be talking about the Colorado Avalanche winning in overtime to potentially force elimination at the hands of the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5 in Denver later this week. But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about a bit of a controversy on that goal. And it kind of caught everyone's attention when John Cooper goes up and he starts talking. And he has a two-minute press conference. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy who loves to talk. Like, it's great. He's awesome for press conferences. And he just kind of, he was somber there. He just, something was bothering him. And you could tell he was very upset. And he eventually just walks off the stage and is like, okay, that was really strange. And then we look at the score sheet. And we know.
You look at the score sheet. It was Steven's idea to look at it.
Not a crazy idea to look at the thing in your hand with a bunch of stats on it. But you tweeted up. And people are pointing out, it's like, oh. Too many men. Mm-hmm. Now, to be very clear about this, the score sheet that you do see on Twitter that Mike did tweet out, there was an error with one of the numbers there where they had Eric Johnson,
yes.
on the score sheet. That was not correct. It was actually Nathan MacKinnon.
Yes, it should have been MacKinnon.
But that still means, based off of the numbers we saw, there were 7 players listed, and they include the goalie in that list. Mm-hmm. That means that'd be 6 players on the ice. So now we're talking about a controversial goal, the Colorado Avalanche, to win a game, and it's not the one that wins the Stanley Cup. But and Tampa Bay, you know, they put themselves in that position. But right now, we're talking about that maybe being the story of the Cup Finals.
So no matter what, this is a bad look for the league because there are two options here. A, their puck tracking was incorrect by listing the wrong player who was on the ice, which that's the story they're running with. Or B, their puck tracking was incorrect by their saying that there were only 5 players on the ice at the time. You needed to be there for the John Cooper press conference. That was a truly bizarre series of events before we realized
what
happened.
Because just for reference, he did say that he's going to be talking to the media on Thursday before traveling.
Yes.
He says he'll address what's going on. And it's like, okay, that's weird. Because obviously he was going to talk, but that just seemed weird.
He went up to the podium, and he paused for like a good 5 seconds. And it sounded like he was doing a eulogy. And then he said, you know, like with the goal, when you look back at it, you'll see what I mean. And so immediately everyone starts looking back at it. You caught that. Yeah, you know, look, either way, and what a lot of people need to realize too is that the too many men does not kick in at the time of the goal. That doesn't matter.
You can't review that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's also not a reviewable call. So people saying Cooper could have challenged it, he can't challenge that. It's not a stoppage in play. Too many men is not a stoppage in play. At the same time, though, I mean, like, If you look at the video, there clearly was too many men on the ice.
And I will give credit to, I'll give a bit of a thing to the refs. That is a hard thing to pick out because it took a while for anyone to notice.
And in the middle of overtime, I'm not someone who comes up here and defends the referees a lot.
I will.
There were a couple of missed calls that they had tonight. I think otherwise it was a decently reffed game. That's a situation where it's pretty much impossible to pick that up. In the moment, especially, you know, with the energy, with the stakes, everything like that. But I mean, at the end of the day, like it's tough to not be a Tampa Bay Lightning fan and feel like you got shortchanged here. I mean, if Colorado comes out, they win the Stanley Cup on Friday. This is going to be the thing that's going to be in the back of the heads of Lightning fans. But also at the same time, too, Colorado was dominating that overtime.
They were.
So
they were the much better team there.
Yes.
And while Tampa Bay was maybe the better team through the 60 minutes, they were not the better team in overtime.
Yes. Look, there's a lot of through lines here. Basically, at the end of the day, there were 6 people. Like, there were 6 skaters on the ice before and during the time that goal went in. That is not allowed, and yet it still counts. And unfortunately, it's taken away from the fact that Nazem Kadri scoring that winner in the game that the first game he played since undergoing surgery after, you know, going through so much to even make it back onto the ice. I mean, you couldn't write that any better.
So we do have to go with the facts here.
And yes.
Nazem Kadri did score the game in a goal.
He sure did.
It will count.
Yep.
It'll be a controversial goal for sure, but he did score the game in a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy that we were talking about minutes before. Man, this guy's not playing what we'd expect.
Yes.
But, well, I should say, not that we would expect. We did kind of expect him not play.
He was playing like a guy who was clearly coming back from an injury and not 100%.
And a guy who had only been kind of gripping a stick for a couple days.
Yes.
So that's a hard injury to come back from. And he scores the game in a goal. So pretty nice goal. It was one that on its own was kind of funny because no one really knew it was in. At first I'm like, wait, that's in? But it was kind of hard to tell because the way like everyone was reacting, even Kadri didn't react as if
it looked like it went over the net too. Yeah,
well, yeah. It's like, okay, but the puck's all of a sudden gone, and then the overhead shot shows it is like stuck over the crossbar, essentially in the net. It's like, oh, that's a pretty hard thing to do. So that one, but on its own, pretty interesting. But now we're talking about, yeah, like this is. let's just skip the controversy for a minute.
Yes. Okay. Amazing goal.
Amazing goal. Great game, I'd say. Tampa Bay Lightning go out there. They score first the first time. Mm-hmm. It was very early in the game. Force Colorado to chase. Colorado eventually gets back into it. And then Tampa scores again. And then Colorado scores again. And we got 2-2 game. We're going overtime. And then we saw what happened. But this is something where this was the first time that Tampa actually outshot Colorado in the play, in the finals. So that's a key thing. That's a big bonus. But you still got a feel for that team where they definitely were the better team for 60 minutes. And you know, the Colorado, they do what they do best, which is they just find a way, no matter what the circumstances, to capitalize. And they capitalize. That McKinnon goal, you know, it's an interesting
goal. It goes
off
a foot.
Both goals were deflections. So yes. Not necessarily not Vasilevskiy's fault.
He had an incredible game.
Yes. You look at Victor Hedman, he scores a goal that, probably not Darcy Kemper's finest moment in hockey.
Yes, no kidding.
But then he played great after that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it went from, oh, maybe the goaltending is hurting this team, to, oh, actually, this is why this game's tied. And big, big 180. And then we get to what happens in overtime. So I'd still say quite an entertaining game.
Yes, I was, to that point, I was sitting next to one Stephen Ellis, who was writing a story about Darcy Kemper and how, you know, he needs to be better at a time when the Avalanche need him. And yet then immediately after that goal, he turns on. And
my story changed completely.
Exactly. And
I wrote three stories tonight. He literally did not make it out.
He literally changed your story. Yeah. He changed the narrative.
He went from, okay, you know what? He figured a way to bounce back. And this is a guy who's been able to do that various times in the past. And, you know, like there were some tweets saying, like, oh, maybe Colorado really needs to adjust their goaltending. Kemper was a top five goalie statistically.
Yes.
So he played really well. You know, the playoffs haven't been perfect for him, but he doesn't need to be perfect. They've lost like three games in the entire playoffs.
Yep.
They've been so good along the way. So now we're looking ahead, and this is when it's essentially a best of three. But I guess we can't say that because Colorado could just win one game. But we've got three games left. Colorado could close it out at home. I want you to make a prediction. Do they?
I think they do. That Avalanche crowd.
The crowd was great tonight, and in game three.
It was, but that Avalanche crowd is something else. Like, they bring it, and they very clearly lifted the Avs to victory in those first two games, I think. You know, they were a very good team, but they were even better with that crowd. Throughout all of Tampa's accomplishments, throughout their run, their dynastic run that they've had, if they come out and they beat the Avalanche on the road in that building after this, stinging from this controversial end, I mean, that will be, I think that is like going to be the shining moment of their dynasty. I think that will be where this team is built different.
We can't just go back and look at past stats and say this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa has to play must-win hockey the rest of the way.
Yes.
And when they've been in elimination games, how good have they been in the last couple of years?
Pretty darn good, Steven.
They've been perfect since the end of that 2019 run. Mm-hmm. That was not so good for them. So, we're getting a lot to talk about over the next couple of days. We're heading off to Denver next. I didn't think this is how we were going to be ending this portion of the trip. I didn't think we'd be talking about the controversy.
There's never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment in the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll see you again soon.